Hey, it's Joe Coy.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm very good, Joe. My name is John Williams.
Hello, John Williams.
How's your day treating you so far? Are you comfortable? Are you ready for this conversation?
Oh, yeah. Today's going good. I got old people problems now, so I'm supposed to have an MRI today on my shoulder. Somehow, I broke my shoulder. I don't know how it's broken.
There's not a single situation you didn't... Because when you do stand-up, you are so physical. You're very powerful in your delivery. You sure you didn't slip it out when you were telling a joke?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. I'm very powerful with my delivery when I throw my arms forward to sell a joke. Somehow, I snapped it in half.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't lift my shoulder up past my head anymore, so I got to have an MRI. I'm telling you, this is when you know it's time to just stop doing everything physical.
No, man, you're a comedian, though. What hand is it, the left or the right?
It's the right, the important hand.
That's unfortunate for other reasons. But, I mean, the situation is that you could just hold the mic in the left and you can get a wireless mic, man. You're all good.
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. Look. I'm pretty sure they'll snip something and cut something. It'll be good for another 5 years.
Are you in California?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Yeah, you want to be careful when you go and see a doctor there. You might come out with a new face.
Yeah, exactly. My shoulder's better, but now I have breasts. Thank you so much for my breasts. It makes my shoulder better.
I'm kind of a little bit worried, Joe, that I don't know if your mum ever gives you a little pamphlet on what is expected of other radio hosts when they're interviewing her son. Is there a sort of guideline book? Is she going to go through this and give me some tips on how to do radio? What's the situation with that?
You know what's crazy is my mom is a DJ. And, well, she's stopped. But she had her own AM radio station for years, man. It was the funniest thing. You know what's even crazier is my mom would invite me to, she'll interview me and act like she didn't know who I was. That was my favorite. It's the most ridiculous thing. I'm her biggest sponsor, and she would never even give me a shout-out. She would give everybody else a shout-out except for the guy that's giving her the most money.
Well, I spent a long time trying to get into radio, so I just adore and I love the tenacity of your mum in saying, I've got a voice, it needs to be heard. And can you contextually open this up a little bit more for the zoners?
I think she did the same thing. She always had a passion for, like, you know, just talking to people, and she found a platform, which was AM radio. She bought her own slot. Well, I mean, I helped her, and then, you know, next thing you know, she's got sponsors. She'd bring me in and just interview me or play her Filipino music. It was basically her at home doing what she normally does, only now it's live for you to listen to. It was the greatest thing in the world. My favorite is when her husband would call in, like, what time are you coming home? She's like, I'll be home when this is done, I promise. I have 45 minutes left, and then I'll leave here. And I'm like, are you having a normal conversation on the radio?
I literally spent 5 hours over the weekend just sat in my front smoke room watching loads of your stand-up over and over and watching all these interviews. And I thought it was really heartwarming, and I thought it was a very, very... I just think it's fantastic. I love that she did that. I love that she brings you in.
Oh, I know. I tease her, but she's really cute. She's funny, you know, and God bless her, man. You know, it keeps her going. It gives her something to do.
Because you've always talked about in your sets the influence of your mum and your grandma and the hauntings and don't mess about because I'll come back and fuck you up and all that sort of stuff. But what? Looking at the evolution of your set over the last 20 years, you've always been very observational, very firm in observational content as well. Joe Coy, how do you feel you developed your stand-up routine over the years to get it to the point now, and thus what you're going to showcase here in Victoria at the UFIC Farquhar Theatre on Friday, September the 30th?
What I love now is just the ability to have a conversation and make it funny. And, you know, whereas before I used to really concentrate on constructing it and you know, really writing it out and hammering it out, now it's to the point where I just... You know, I watch my son or I watch my mom or something I do, and I just get up on stage and talk about it, and it's more conversational, and I really enjoy where I'm at now as a comedian. This is my 27th year, man. Isn't that crazy? I started in 89.
You started when I was 2 years old.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now?
Well, I'm 30, but all right. Yeah. Still 15 years younger.
Oh, my God. That's great, though, man. But yeah, it's been that long. It's been almost 30 years in stand-up, and I really enjoy where I'm at now, man. I love what I'm talking about now. This new hour that I had, I shot it in Seattle, by the way, and I'm really excited about it. It was a lot of fun to talk about the things that I did this time, and it's more personal than before, and it's still funny. I love it.
How do you think that, because if you've been in stand-up for 27 years, you've gone through that mega change in terms of technology and attachment and engagement. How do you feel that the world, in terms of technology, is my point here. How do you feel that that has changed what you have to do and how you can be as yourself, let alone a comedian? Has it made you mix things up a bit? Has it made some jokes mean that you go, maybe this one doesn't get in the set, it's just for me at home? Or how's that affected your performance and your career?
Are you talking about with YouTube and everything else?
Yeah, everything's just so connected. Yeah.
I love it, man. I mean, you get that immediate response that you need, whereas, you know, in the past, you had to wait for the special to actually go. You know what I mean? But now I'm talking to hundreds of thousands of people at once at my discretion and when I want to. So, in a way, it's a double-edged sword because, one, you're given, you know, the fans the ability to just grab a hold of your stuff before it's actually finally polished, you know what I mean? And kind of hurting the joke before it's actually been worked out. And then again, it's also given me the opportunity to put stuff out there that, you know, back in the day, you know, say 15 years ago, I would have never gotten out there. You know, you had to wait for a deal. You know what I mean? You had to wait for a Comedy Central deal to get it out there. You know what I mean? Whereas now it's in my control, and I really like it. So it's a double-edged sword. You're giving the people an opportunity to, you know, grab a hold of your material and exposing it before it's ready. And then you also have the ability to get it out there whenever you want it out there. And I like that. So I like where it's at now. And I love actually seeing the transitions that I've went through. Whereas, you know, back in the day, I used to print my flyers out at Kinko's to let people know I was performing at a coffee house. And now it's just, I take a selfie and, you know, put some font on there and I can blast it out to a couple million people on my social media. So I love it. And these comics that are coming up today, it's a little bit easier for them now, you know, but you still got to put in the work.
Yeah, well, that's a fabulous answer.
I hope that answered the question.
No, you did. That is a brilliant answer because everyone has a slightly different opinion and I'm just fascinated by humans. And so with that, there's always a slight difference. No, I appreciate that answer. That's great.
Thank you.
So, Joe Coy, when you come to Victoria, then at the UVic Farquhar Theatre, you play Friday, September 30th. What sort of set are we going to get this time round?
Oh, you know, I do a lot of crowd work. That's always been my thing, is my ability to improvise, and I love to improvise. So it's an element in the show that I really like to showcase. So I always do it, whether it be a theater or a comedy club. That's one thing I like to do, is interact with the audience. And then two, this routine, no one's seen it. I mean, this is all brand new stuff. All the stuff on the internet, you know, that's already old stuff. I don't do it anymore. And this is a brand new routine. So
what's a little tease highlight?
Oh, it's just more of my son, you know, he's a little bit older now, and living with him has just been, you know, it's been a blast, and I enjoy talking about it now. He's grown out of that little kid stage now. It's almost like I'm living with another dude now.
How old is he?
He's 13 now, man.
Uh-oh.
He's doing 13-year-old things now.
Yeah. When was the first moment he said, no, Dad? And challenged.
He was always very boisterous. So I first time for him was probably about 9 or 10. Now 13. It's not even no. It's like why? Why? Like I have to explain why to do something before he can actually do it. You know what I mean?
You eat your dinner because you need it for energy that makes your body and your mouth say why. Say why.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you what, the rest of the day, can you do me a favor? And every time he asks you a question, just go, why?
Why? Yeah.
Just look at him, deadpan, why? And then just see if he starts to get the drift or not.
I will. That's brilliant advice. I'm going to do that.
Well, Mr. Joe Coy, thank you so much for joining me in the Midday Zone. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at UVic in their Farquhar Theatre at the end of September on the 30th, Friday night. And just have a fabulous rest of your day, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, man. Take care.
Bye. Bye.